Chaps, listen, have you ever wanted a Mexican sports car?
Yes, I have.
Well, it's good news because there is one, and here it is, and it's called the Tortilla.
It is not called the Tortilla. What is it called?
I can't remember. It's something a bit...
So you just made up the name of the Tortilla?
Yes, I did. I've forgotten.
Why would you want a Mexican car? Because cars reflect national characteristics, don't they? So German cars are sort of very well built and just efficient. Yeah. Italian cars are a bit flamboyant and quick. Mexican cars just going to be a lazy, feckless, flatulent opulent. Leaning against a fence asleep, looking at a cactus with a blanket with a hole in the middle on as a coat.
It's interesting, because they can't do food, the Mexicans, can they? Because it's all, like, sick with cheese on it.
I mean, refried sick.
Yeah, refried sick.
How much is this Mexican sports car?
The refried Mexican sports car is £33,000.
That isn't enough. No, I don't know. It isn't enough, because that's been somebody's paid for that to be developed, and it's got to be shipped over. That's 800 quid to the car there.
Well, you say that, though, but they do say in their blurb it's got rack and pinion steering.
Wow, it's got steering. I'm sorry, but just imagine waking up and remembering you're Mexican.
That'd be brilliant. It'd be brilliant because you could just go straight back to sleep again. Oh, I'm a Mexican.
I'm going to do all day.
That's why we're not going to get any complaints about this, because the Mexican embassy, the ambassador's going to be sitting there with a remote control like this. They won't complain. It's fine.